Now today we are going to take another specific way. We had one specific way on Wednesday night. Today we will take another. And for our theme today, I'm going to give you this. There is only one power. There is no power of evil. There is no power of sin. There is no power of disease. There is no power of lack or limitation. There is only one power. You have to agree with me on this, whether you can see it or not, because you have already, even before the Infinite Way, accepted the teaching of the Master. You call yourselves Christians. And because of that, you have to accept this fact that God is infinite, that God is eternal, that God is omnipotent, that God is omniscient, God is omnipresent. In other words, you have to accept, even if you do it only with the mind, that God is the only power. God made all that was made. Anything that God did not make was not made. And so we have God as the one power, God as the only power. Now, because we are intelligent people, we have the right to say, yes, with my mind I have accepted that, but also with my mind I must say this, that I don't see evidences of it. There is a great power of disease in the world. There is a great power of wars and atomic bombs in the world. There is a great power of sin. Very often there is even a great power of depressions and lacks and unemployments in the world. This world seems to be made up of powers of infection, powers of contagion, powers of hereditary diseases, powers of evil in many ways. And that is true. As long as we are dealing with the human world in a human way, there will be two powers, the power of good and the power of evil. And the power of evil will, of course, be the dominant power, because the power of good only comes around once in a while, and sometimes not until after we're dead. That is the human picture. There's more of disease in the world than there is of health. People spend more of their time sick than they do well. And so far as the majority of the world is concerned, they spend most of the time in lack, more of the time in lack than in abundance, in spite of the fact that we have a Christian teaching, not only Christian, it goes further back than that, of God as one power. Now let us assume for a moment that, so far as the world is concerned, there are these two powers, good and evil. Whereas, spiritually, we understand that the one power alone is power. Now, the point is that we are to bring out in our individual experiences a state of being that is ruled by one power and not two. As human beings, we are going to be ruled by two powers. Always, as human beings, we are going to have laws of sin or laws of sickness or laws of lack or laws of limitation. There will always be the two powers as long as there is a human consciousness in the world, because the human consciousness is itself a divided household, divided into the two parts, good and evil. Now, to transcend this, to come into a state of existence where these opposites do not operate, where you find only one power, that is something that is brought about by you individually in your experience. You can be taught how to do it, but no one can do it for you. That becomes an activity of your own consciousness. And on this point, still going back to the word God, let me tell you this. There is a God. And this God is not going to concern itself with you. You must concern yourself with God. God must become an activity within your consciousness, or you go through life, as humankind is, with its ups and downs. To bring yourself separate and apart from that, you must do it as an activity of truth in your consciousness. You must do it. Now here is one of the ways. Start with the theme that God is one. God is one. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one. God is one. Thou shalt have no other gods, no other powers, no other laws, but one. As you go about your life during the day, you are greeted either in the newspaper or on the radio with some news of a distressing nature about international affairs. And here is where you begin the practice of truth. It becomes necessary as you read or hear this news to remind yourself that since God is one and God is the only power operating in this universe is the power of good. Now we know about these other appearances, we know about the claim that dictators have powers or bad senators or congressmen have power, or bad this or that has power. We know all about that. Ours is a holding to a spiritual truth, not the appearance as it is in the news. And the spiritual truth is God alone is power. Now you bring this into your experience by not acknowledging anything but God in all your ways. And so in that instance, you will acknowledge God is the only power operating in this universe. The next thing, your attention is brought to some form of sickness, whether of your own or another's, makes no difference. The responsibility rests with you. The moment you become conscious of illness, whether it's your own or another's, to again bring to light the realization God, Spirit, is the only power and the only law. God is the only law. There cannot then be a law of disease. Well, as a matter of fact, we know there's no law of disease, because if there was a law of disease, it couldn't be violated, no one would ever get well. Anything that's supported by a law can't be changed. You can't change 2 times 2 being 4. You can't change the law of like begetting like. You can't change the law of day following night. You cannot change any law. And so if there were a law of disease, the disease would have to be permanent. Could never, never be overcome. So there is no law of disease. There are laws of disease according to our human belief, which we have accepted. Just as there are laws of astrology, there are those who will say to you, don't be afraid of astrology, it's not a law. Of course it isn't a law. But as long as there is a universal acceptance of astrology, you will find the effects of astrology taking place in your experience. Now it isn't a law. The proof of that is that the greatest astrologer that ever lived told her students that at all times to have at least one or two Christian Science practitioners on her staff, so that if she found anything evil in the life of her clients, she could have the Christian Science practitioners nullify that law. Because it isn't a law. There's no such thing as a law. The only law there is the law that emanates from God. The reason is that God itself is law. And God being infinite, law is infinite. God being good, law is good. So you can have no law of disease, nor can you have a law of accident. You can come under the claim of accident. You can accept a law of accident in your thought, but actually it can only exist as a law as long as you leave it in the realm of your human acceptance. When you adopt for yourself God as one, you will have only one law, and that law will be the law of God, and it will be the law of good, and it will be omni-active and omnipresent in your experience. But no one can do this for you. No one can do this for you. This you must do for yourself. Yes, in a particular case of illness or accident or unemployment, a practitioner can be a temporary help. A practitioner can lift you over an immediate problem or two or three. But ultimately, you must take over on your responsibility. Otherwise, those who can afford it could hire practitioners by the 10-year period and say, now you just keep me well and keep me out of accidents and keep me prosperous. It never has been successfully done. And it can't be. A practitioner is a temporary relationship in your experience, like a teacher is. A teacher reveals the laws, whether it's a teacher of some human subject or the teacher of a spiritual subject. They reveal these laws, then you take over, accept them in your consciousness, practice them until they take over, and then you are free of practitioners or teachers, except again, as some temporary measure at some particular time. Now, we have accepted as our theme today, God is one. God is the only power. God is the only law. God is the only presence. God is the only substance. So throughout your day, you will also be tempted to believe that there is material substance, that there is substance that can be too big, too little, too fresh, too decayed, changing substance. And there it will be necessary to accept your principle, bring it to life again. God is one. If there is any substance in the world, then God is that substance. And that substance must be infinite, harmonious, spiritual, eternal, immortal. Again, in your day, you will be faced with the temptation of death. It makes no difference whether you're being told about the death of a friend or relative or someone in a volcano country or plague country or a country devoid of food. Always, there isn't a day goes by that the presence of death isn't consciously brought to your awareness. Now, just because it isn't you who are in danger of dying today, do not neglect this opportunity. Do not put it aside as if, well, that doesn't interest me at the present moment. Indeed, it does interest you. It interests you at any moment that it is presented to you, because either you will let it come into your consciousness or you will rule it out. And if you rule it out now, you may never have to meet it again. Now, at the merest suggestion of the danger of death or the presence of death, bring your theme to bear. God is one. One what? Well, you know God is life. Oh, God is life. Then life is eternal. Then life is immortal. Then life is infinite, never beginning and never ending, since life is God. God is life. And there is only one God, therefore, There is only one life. Now you see, as you persist in this, throughout the day, the night, the week, the month, gradually you get to a point as you would if you took up driving an automobile today and you had to watch your left foot and your right foot and your left hand and your right hand. For a week, you might have to watch those. But at the end of a month, you would be driving a car without ever thinking of your hands or feet. And so it is with this, that at the end of a month, you would find that you didn't have to again consciously think about God as one or God as life. You wouldn't have to think of that at all, because it would be so much a part of your consciousness that the moment the opposite touched you, it would be almost as if you saw a line going down that way, erasing it without any conscious effort on your part.